Hey, welcome back to The Positivity Effect. I'm your host, Dr. Tom, and as always on the Sunday show, I have on my close friend, Ted Gallucci, and we kick off this show talking about our dogs. I'm not going to tell you why, but other than that, we talk about Ted's trials and tribulations so far, you know, the goods and the bads of college, his first semester, a little bit, and we also talk about relationships and the importance of having a strong relationship in your life. So without further ado, here is this week's episode of the Fireside Chat. Ted Gallucci, what's up, brother?
Nothing much, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's funny. This is like the fourth time that we're doing this because we both have dogs, and the dogs just feel like hanging out with us today on the podcast.
I love dogs, but sometimes it's, you know, they get on my nerves a little bit, but I love them.
I know. I think they totally understand the positivity effect. You know, they're just spreading that ripple effect of, you know, getting the barks out there and making sure that we hit that stop button and re-record and get the right information out there for our listeners.
Dogs are always positive, no matter what.
They're always positive. Isn't it amazing? Always. Like, my favorite thing about my dog, you come home and it doesn't matter what kind of day you had or what kind of day that dog had, they are so happy to see you.
Leave the house for 5-10 minutes and you come back and they act like they haven't seen you in forever.
You could step outside, close the door, and then come back in and they feel like it's been a year.
I've seen people like talk to their dog and say, I hate you. Literally, I hate you. And the dog's just wagging their tail, smiling, you know, running up to them, licking them.
And dogs, it's like, no matter, like, at the end of the day, it's like you just are stuck and you have no idea what to do in terms of like feeling better or just getting on the right track. I think the first awesome thing you could do is get a dog.
Why not a cat?
Why not a cat?
Listen, a cat?
I have 5 cats.
I know you do.
For those listening, I do have 5 cats. Me and my fiance, we have 5 cats. We love cats. So I don't know where you're going with this one, Ted.
I never had a cat before, so I'm just asking.
I'm saying, I don't know if you're, you know, trying to lead me down the rabbit hole that cats are, you know, they aren't good.
I wouldn't say that they aren't good. They're just not dogs, obviously.
Would you say that because they just don't like to pay attention to you?
Pretty much, you know, all my experiences with cats have been that, where I just, like, try petting them, and then they just scurry away.
That's true. You know, they come to you when they're ready, so that could be frustrating sometimes. So, hey, man, this is exciting. This is the second week of the Positivity Effect.
I know. I'm so excited for our conversation.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, I enjoy that we get to do this because it's, you know, we kind of tie in the guest that we had on from the previous week, and we just get a couple minutes to talk, and, you know, it's fun for me. So before we get going, I just want to share a review that we have from Sean over on iTunes. Sean says, I've enjoyed several of Dr. Tom's episodes, finding them at once uplifting and empowering. His interviewing style is smooth, which is evident in how at ease his guests are, and he brings out some wonderful stories of his interviewees. After being surrounded daily by so much negativity, it's great to know I can find inspiring stories with Dr. Tom. So that's great. Thank you so much, Sean, for that review, and it means the world. It lets us know that, like, so quickly that we're in the right spot, you know, and we're doing the right thing. This is our calling in life, you know, to help people in this way. So what do you think about that, Ted?
I think that's awesome, and the interviews that you've posted so far have been amazing, and they're really great.
Good, and, you know, I know you've been we spoke last week also. You've been so busy with school. You know, how's that going for you so far?
Do you remember that zombie race we did in New Jersey a few years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when you're completely wet and muddy and you're just running through all the zombies and you see the finish line and then you like look, like you take a step back and there's like a horde of people and like obstacles. That's what it feels like, basically.
So it's like that metaphor, the horde of people coming at you, is that just all these different things and directions hitting you at once?
Tests, homework, assignments, some other obligations. It's just everything at once. And the next 2 weeks, you know, I just got to buckle down. And
it's like a fire hose, right?
Pretty much.
Hey, man, it's exciting. Your birthday was yesterday.
I know. I'm 20.
That's awesome, man. You know, like I said, it's so great that we kind of have these two different perspectives. You know, I'm 27, you're 20, but, you know, it's kind of cool that you're just starting out in college and you're sharing all these insights that you're having because, you know, I hope someone that's listening, maybe they're going through college right now too. And it's not easy. I know. And especially like you were saying, I feel like in this year, for some reason in particular, there's just so much, everything's so connected. You know, it's the lure of all the media and everything that we can easily just get stuck into watching, you know, watching TV, watching, you know, Netflix and all these little distractions, right?
Right. It's weird. Since I was, when I was 18 and then now I'm 20, I've trained so much and I've experienced so many things. I've worked, after high school, I worked 40 hours a week at Walgreens. And then, you know, I've just been experiencing so many different things and I've changed so much. And you're 27 and you have so much more life experience than I do. And then I can't even comprehend that, how my next maybe 7 years, how I'm going to change and who I'm going to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. And think about, I mean, even for me, like, who am I going to be when I'm 35? You know, like, that's just, when I think back who the kind of person I was when I was 20, you know, and where I was mentally, and completely, completely different. So it's kind of cool, you know, to watch you going through this journey. And you know, we could look back at this podcast 7 years from now and be like, look what we were doing 7 years ago, you know?
Do you have any tips for a 20-year-old kid?
For a 20-year-old kid,
rather.
For a man, you know, I think what you're doing right now is really important, is that you're focusing on school, you know, but in the regards that you're focusing in school on what you really want to do, you know, you're every day, even though you're not completely sure what you want to do, you're trying to kind of define that. I think so many kids, when they jump into school, they just, maybe somebody in their family said, just take this, you know, go for this degree, or this is a good start. And which is important, right? Because most likely you're not the one that's paying the bills, you know? And when you get into college, like, I think it's so many of us, including myself, when I first started, you have no idea the direction that you're going, you know?
Right.
I think of myself when I first started, I was going for more of a generic business degree. I was going for accounting. And then I realized I wanted to help people in the medical industry. I became an audiologist to help people with their hearing loss. And, you know, it's very easy to be impressionable when you first get in. So, you know, like that's I think a good pointer, is just make sure you're continually asking yourself questions, but also asking many people, you know, because one person's advice is not always going to be the perfect end all be all for advice. And we're all infallible. You know, I mean, wait, is that the right word? We're not. Is it fallible or infallible? we all can basically, we're not perfect. You know, we're all humans. So we're here to give you advice, you know, when somebody, you know, reaches out to you or you're reaching out to somebody. But just make sure you continually ask questions, Ted, you know, and especially connect with your professors, because I'm sure you're going to have classes where, you know, it's going to feel like the professor doesn't really care, but there's going to be a select few that really do care. And those are the ones you really got to hold on to.
Yeah, those professors that care, I'm actually doing better in their classes than I am in the ones who don't care, surprisingly.
Yeah. So thinking of this, you know, this project, and we've been kind of helping each other out and stuff, and I'm sure just from osmosis, you've been feeling more positive in your life, and I'm sure it's been reflected in how, you know, you interact with people on a day-to-day basis. You know, what is that ripple effect that you've been, you know, feeling in your life, and how, you know, maybe in school this week, like, what have you been having a rough week? Have you been focusing on the positive things in life? You know, has it been going for you?
It's been a rough week, but I'm just staying positive. And my girlfriend, Gabby, she has finals next week too and everything, and she's stressed out, and I'm trying to like calm her down and, you know, tell her be positive and everything else will fall into place. Because when you're stressing out, you're going to mess up everything.
That's great. You know, and you guys are the same age, more or less, and it's like you're, you know, she's there for you when you need to be a pick-me-up, and you know, I think likewise, you know, you're also there for her, and it's important that you guys are lifting each other up in this time, because it's hard. especially being in a relationship right now while you're in college. So it's really important that you guys are doing that for each other. You know, we had Bryce Prescott on Monday, and it was kind of cool to hear him talk about how, you know, his relationship really is the center of what he does. And I kind of connect with that too. Like when I think about my fiance, Jen, she makes me want to be a better man. You know, she makes me want to connect better with my family, with my friends. You know, it's amazing when you have a relationship, you know, and you focus on it, that it really can be just that driving force behind what you do, you know. And where some people, maybe they have it flipped up, maybe they're in a great relationship, but the driving force is their business, you know,
right?
Or the driving force is their hobbies or something. It's like, I think if we hold our, and it doesn't have to be like a romantic relationship, it could be a connection with your father or your mother, or a connection with a close friend, like our relationships, just that human connection. If that is the driving force around what we do, you know, it's just so powerful.
Now, would you say that Jen is your best friend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I trust her with my life. You know, I trust her with all of my secrets, you know, and things. You know, it's not about secrets like, oh, I have secrets and, you know, you guys, I'm a fake person. You guys don't know who I am, but.
No, everyone has that.
You know, anything I have to run by where I'm like, let me not run this by the entire world. Let me run it by Jen first, you know, and likewise for her. And it's just that, it's that comfort of knowing that you have that connection, that at the end of the day, there's someone there that, you know, if you were completely stripped down, bare and naked, and you were struggling with something, they're going to help you walk through it, you know?
I think for romantic relationships, after a certain time, you should be thinking, is this the person I want to spend the rest of my life with? Otherwise, there's no point of being in a relationship, in my opinion. So after, for example, maybe after a year, you should think to yourself, is this person helping me out? And do I see myself being with them? And for you, when did you come across that point where you said to yourself, this is the one that I want to be with?
For me, I knew, you know, Jen was the one, because I am the same person. If you met me 7 years ago, I am the same Tom, you know? And I never really changed in this relationship with her. She was very understanding. I'm a crazy guy sometimes. I'm like one that's dancing at the weddings and like, you know, I'm sure embarrassing her at times, you know, whatever. And she just loves me for who I am. And through that acceptance, I think that we all look for, you know, and that's so important, is look for someone that accepts you for who you are. You just have the freedom to be who you are. And then you could be so much more creative. You could be so much more loving, so much more helpful to people in your life. I think when you're in a relationship where the person is not happy with who you are and they're trying to change you, that's a recipe for disaster.
All right.
You know, we're always going to be, especially, I mean, it's not just like a black and white hard figure. There's always going to be times where maybe you don't see something and the person they see it, and they're able to help kind of coach you through it, you know. But for the most part, if like you're, you know, for example, if you're not the Teddy that you were 5 years ago in terms of like, you know, the kind of person you want to be, you know, same thing likewise. If I'm like the Tom that I wasn't before I met Jen, like we're like literally like, not like, of course we're going to change. You know, I'm definitely not the same person I was 100% 7 years ago when I first met Jen, but the core being of who I am, you know, in terms of how I like to share my life with people, how I like to give back to, you know, the community, and just when you meet me, who I am as a person, that, you know, who you really are is your essence. So
you were 21 when we met, right?
Yeah, like I was
2021.
Yeah, I was about 21, 2021 when we met. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Seems like so long ago. And I think when you came over, you stayed until like 1 or 2 in the morning just talking with my mom.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Yeah. Wow.
and that was the start of many 1 a.m. conversations with,
yep,
your mom. With you. So, yeah, man, it's we'll definitely touch on these topics more. It's so important to talk about relationships. I think for me, it's a big driving force in my life. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about really quick that Bryce mentioned. And because, you know, a lot of what he does is he's talking about how to help people make money. Because if you're not making money, you know, you need that money to really catalyze other things in your life, you know. And let me just find it here. For him, he now has this new awareness around money. You know, if you listen to the interview, like it was up some, he has some ups and downs where he got into real estate and then he had lost it all and then kind of came back. And that's what seems to be the story for many people that are successful. You always hear that there is a point where they maybe lost everything and then they came back. And that's what you want to hear. You know, like it's nice when everything's nice and shiny, but when you connect with someone that, you know, they struggled or they got something and then they lost it and then they come back, you know, kind of thinking about like Ronda Rousey, how she was on the top of the world, you know, undefeated and she just lost. How much more powerful is it going to be when she comes back, you know?
Right.
So not to get off topic, but speaking of Bryce, you know, he says he has this new awareness around money that finances are now based off the desire to help, not from chasing money. And that's where he's found originally he was just chasing the money. Now he's looking to actually create value and help people and the money just follows.
It's definitely important. Money can, you do almost anything with it. And once you have, you know, a lot, you can help your immediate family or a stranger, and that's very important.
Yeah, and that's kind of going back to your question about, like, any advice for someone that's in college right now. Like, keep that in mind, Ted. Like, when you're trying to figure out what your path is, what your career goals are, make sure you're always looking to serve people, you know? Because when you – anything you do in life, whether you're, you know – working at a nursing home or you're, you know, serving Fortune 500 companies, like just think about people and serving and helping people. Not about just like, what is the paycheck? Cause you will get a paycheck, you know, as long as you work hard and you learn as much as you can, in whatever avenue you're trying to go, you know, it's just, as long as you're looking to help people, you know, even if you were a musician, that musician's writing music to create a message for someone. They're not just writing music to, you know, make a hit album and then make, you know, be on the platinum sellers list. They're going to get on that platinum list because they made music that connected with people. And when, whatever you do in life, if you connect with people, that's the secret sauce, man.
Perfect.
So I hope that helps. I hope you know, definitely think about that, you know, when you're sitting in your class and maybe a class is a little boring, that you're just, how can this class help me to get to my goal to help serve people?
All right, I definitely will keep that in my mind.
That's cool, man. Think about it. It's kind of cool what you're doing with the fraternity right now. You guys are, you know, that's what you're, part of what you do is that you're there to serve each other and serve and give back to the community too. So that's another thing to consider. So awesome, man. Looking forward to next week's call.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Fireside Chat. Tune in tomorrow, Monday, to The Positivity Effect. We have on Michael O'Neill of the Solopreneur Hour. You guys don't want to miss it. He's super fun, funny, just a great conversation I had with Michael. So you can check him out at solohour.com, and we'll see you next Sunday. Take care.